Zach Frankel of the Utah Rivers Council says water is cheap, and that's why all over the state and even in Park City, conservation is not really encouraged. If water is critical to life, then why is it wasted at such an alarming rate in Utah? That's the question Frankel poses as he examines this finite resource. He says new water projects come online that cost many millions, even billions of dollars, but only lip service is paid to conserving water so that those projects don't need to be built.
The argument, the dialogue, is framed around this idea that Utah is on the verge of crisis if these projects aren't approved. In reality, as you just described, we're one of the most wasteful water users in the entire United States. And most of that waste is a function of our economics and lack of real conservation progress.
Utahns use 2 to 3 times the national average of water per person. Frankel says there's one basic reason for that. Water in Utah is cheap. He does say, however, that water in Park City is among the most expensive in the state.
As I say that, I'm talking about Utah as a whole. Park City has some of the most expensive water rates in all of Utah. And Park City has some of the most expensive water rates in many parts of the West.
He compares the price of water in various areas.
St. George in Washington County is part of the community proposing the $1.5 billion Lake Powell pipeline diversion of the Colorado River. They're using 328 gallons per capita a day. Okay, that's more than twice the national average, which is 155. Okay, they're paying $1.11 per 1,000 gallons. Okay, $1.11 per 1,000 gallons. So at 28,000 gallons, they're paying about $1.11 per 1,000 gallons.
By comparison, he looks at Seattle, where he says they pay more than $15 per 1,000 gallons.
So here you have St. George, which is one of the driest communities wow. in all of the United States, paying a ridiculously small amount for water. And you have Seattle, where so much water comes out of the sky, it's one of the wettest communities in the U.S., paying 15 times that price, right? What's going on there? That's nuts. Clearly, the cheap prices in Washington County account for why they're one of the biggest water wasters in the United States.
Then he brings that back to Park City and compares its municipal water costs.
The first benchmark that Park City pays is over $4 per 1,000 gallons, and then I believe it goes up to, $9 per 1,000 gallons.
Frankel says the reason water is cheap here in Utah has a lot to do with property taxes.
Utah is unique in the American West in allowing the water suppliers here, the wholesale water suppliers called water conservancy districts, to collect property taxes, a levy on the value of everyone's home. So it's really ridiculous, but that's basically how these water rates are achieved. It's subsidized.
So he says economics aren't playing in enough in Utah to encourage water conservation.
And water conservation, you know, there's no one panacea solution. Economics is one of the most important tools. And so collecting property taxes to encourage people to waste water is ridiculous. We think the property tax needs to be phased out. It's ironic that a conservative community of Utah collects this property tax, this almost this communist idea that we should be encouraging people to use this commodity.
He compares water to other commodities, saying you wouldn't find property taxes subsidizing gas or power companies, and the argument that property taxes pay for water so that it can be more stable is a flawed argument that, Frankel says, is well supported by water lobbyists.
They're using our property tax collections to pay lobbyists to fight phasing out property taxes. It's ironic.
That's Zach Frankel, Executive Director of the Utah Rivers Council. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.